Welcome back to Unfiltered, the podcast where we talk about real life, beauty, self-care, and everything in between, with honesty and heart. I'm AJ, and today we're unpacking something that touches every part of our lives, the media. From the headlines we read to the influencers we follow, media shapes how we see the world and how we see ourselves. This episode isn't about blaming or bashing, it's about understanding. Because when we know how media works, we can choose how we engage with it. We're surrounded by media. It's in our pockets, on our walls, in our conversations. And while it can inform and inspire, it can also overwhelm, distort, and distract. News cycles are faster than ever, often prioritizing speed over depth. Social media algorithms push content based on engagement, not accuracy or impact. Entertainment blurs the lines between reality and performance. The result, we're constantly absorbing messages about who we should be, what we should care about, and how we should live. And if we're not careful, those messages can drown out our own voice. Let's talk about beauty. The media has long dictated what's in, what's out, and what's acceptable. From magazine covers to viral trends, we're shown polished versions of people, often edited, filtered, and curated. But real beauty isn't a trend. It's not a product. It's not a performance. And yet, many of us feel pressure to meet standards that aren't unrealistic. They're manufactured. This isn't about makeup or fashion. It's about identity, about worth, about the quiet ways media can make us question if we're enough. I asked you to share moments when media made you feel seen or unseen, and your stories were powerful. One listener shared how a campaign featuring diverse skin tones made her feel represented for the first time. Another described how constant exposure to perfect routines made him feel like he was failing at life. These stories matter because media isn't neutral. It reflects values, priorities, and biases. And when we talk about it, we reclaim our power to choose what we internalize. So what do we do with all this? We start by paying attention. Notice what you're consuming and how it makes you feel. Ask who's behind the message and what their goal might be. Curate your media the way you curate your space. Keep what supports you, let go of what doesn't. And most importantly, create your own. Whether it's a post, a podcast, or a conversation, your voice matters. You don't have to be perfect, you just have to be present. Thanks for being here today. These conversations aren't always easy, but they're necessary. Because when we understand the media, we understand ourselves a little better too. If this episode resonated with you, share it. Start a conversation. And remember, you are more than what you consume. You are a creator, a thinker, and a whole human being. Until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and stay true to you.